Hello, and welcome to the Variant Perception March 20, 2024 Global Macro Call. This is the second, I believe, of our newer series of these calls. So we'll dive right into it. So Tien, it's been quite a week, let alone a year, in markets. You know, we had whether it was the Fed, the Swiss National Bank cut this week, China news on devaluation. And there's been through that, there's been a lot of trading opportunities. And, you know, we just published our emerging our EMDM LIW yesterday, which we really, you know, we think it's a really good structure to try to lay out what are the outliers across obviously emerging markets and developed markets, more uncovered type, less known type trade opportunities. And a lot of it worked and some of it hasn't worked this year, but we feel like that's been a, you know, a place we've really been able to put a lot of interesting ideas. So what I wanted to start off with was maybe looking at, you know, the recent LIW we just put out, but then all throughout the year, what trades from a standpoint that have worked and we still like, maybe trades that have worked and there's it's time to get out, but then also what are trades that haven't worked but we still like and maybe now is a better opportunity to buy, or, you know, maybe a recap of things that haven't worked and we think maybe there isn't the opportunity there. So I wanted to present that framework to you in the context of what's top of mind.
Why don't we start with trades we have that haven't worked we still like, right? I think those are typically like the most interesting things for clients, because you know it's not helpful to take a victory lap when people can't get into the same level. So like the biggest one which we put in this LIW is the SONIA versus OFRA, so betting on a more hawkish Bank of England shorting SONIA futures. Now the big move has happened basically yesterday, right? Because the Bank of England meeting, you know, the kind of most hawkish guy said, you know, took out the hikes they wanted to put in for this year. So it's being interpreted very dovishly, and you had a very big reaction in the pound. But obviously, some of that is linked to positioning, because coming into it, the kind of speculative futures positioning in like cable was very, very long already. But the reason I think it's particularly interesting is that on like inflation stuff we track, it's not going to be a smooth road, right? So the argument for the trade working is that the Bank of England will look through it and cut regardless, which is kind of like the narrative on the Fed, right? But the UK is a more extreme version where the one, the CBI price indicator surveys, so the bottom and they're ticking up, and the ONS hospitality price intention survey has ticked up for a few months now. So there is kind of like a dominant narrative on UK recession disinflation. That again, coming into the year, that was true. That narrative got stopped out in Q1. And now that's kind of being used to justify the move. But like most of the inflation stuff we look at in the UK is not like screamingly disinflationary, right? And at the same time, a lot of the housing data is actually pretty good in terms of the leading data, right? The RICS surveys, mortgage approvals. Well, in fact, house prices even like stabilizing and going up. So it's like the macro is actually lined up to support why our policy easing regime, so Bank of England, is actually a hawkish regime still, right? This doesn't mean they have to hike, because, you know, like I put in the report, like no country's an island, even though the UK is literally an island, right? But obviously everyone's got to deal with the Fed. So clearly with the Fed where it is, it's like a relative value trade. And so from here, I think it's like a, you know, obviously we'll see when the momentum runs out, but I think this is a very good entry point to put on that spread to bet on a more hawkish Bank of England. So that's probably like the main one that jumps out at me in terms of what hasn't worked. We still like, in terms of trades that has worked, we still like. I mean, I still think, well, this is tricky because this is where the tactical suggests you need to take some profits, but where the cyclical macro setup suggests it will keep going, right? So, you know, I think we had a lot of like good wins, right? Like, you know, shorting Thai baht, so long USD THB. That I still think that's a great trade, but we probably need to start taking some off, right? Like we put in the report. Long euro Swissie, again, that's done really well. That's been very good timing, coming into the year. Again, I still think the Swiss inflation LDI is weak. They have room to react to it, so that trade still makes sense. Obviously, we probably need to be on the lookout to take some off as the momentum runs out. Dollar CNH, again, you know, if they're choosing to deval, you know, that's clearly pressure work.